of the wild. How do animals react when the environment they live in changes? Have you ever heard a coyote howl at night? If you have, you may live near coyote country. These days, coyote country is nearly everywhere, but this was not always true. Coyotes used to live mostly in the Great Plains states. How did this coyote spread occur? Each year, more and more suburban homes are built near coyote country. Since coyotes prefer open land, they roam farther away from old habitats in search of it. Coyotes have been forced to adjust to living near humans as open land becomes more difficult to find. Coyotes are learning to live among humans. This can be dangerous for coyotes. Adapting to survive. Change is good. At least it is for some animals. Over long periods of time, most animals must change as their environment changes. These changes are called adaptations, and they can be crucial to an animal's existence. Arctic foxes, for example, have made several adaptations to the Arctic environment. Thick white fur keeps foxes warm. Its color also helps them blend into the snow and ice. In summer, a fox's fur becomes brown. With the snow gone, brown fur helps the fox almost disappear against the dark ground. These color changes make it harder for enemies to spot the fox. Another example of adaptation is found in the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Hundreds of years ago, a type of bird called a finch flew to the islands from South America. The original Galapagos finches had only one type of beak, but over time, some finches developed beaks with different sizes and shapes. The beaks allowed them to eat different types of food found on the islands. Birds with long, thin beaks could get food from a thorny cactus. A finch with a strong beak was able to break open hard seeds. Thanks to these adaptations, the finches continue to thrive on the islands. An Arctic fox has white fur in winter. This helps them blend into the snow. Finches on the Galapagos Islands have different types of beaks based on their diet. Finding food. Just as an animal's body may adapt, so can its behavior. Take coyotes, for example. They usually feed on birds, rodents, and small mammals. But coyotes living near humans seek fruits and vegetables from home gardens. They eat pet food left out for dogs or cats. They have even learned how to tip garbage cans to find scraps. Animals gone wild. Other animals are also learning to adjust to living around people. Wild turkeys have moved into some suburban backyards in Detroit, Michigan. A new source of food for them is backyard bird feeders. Javelinas have eaten their way through many neighborhoods in Phoenix, Arizona. These wild pigs normally live in the desert and eat desert plants. Now they're chowing down on plants found in home gardens. Black bears have been on the prowl in the suburbs of New Jersey. They have developed a taste for human food and learned how to get it. Some bears have even climbed tall fences to get to food in a dumpster. The bears threw the food over the fence and climbed back over it. Then they took off with their treats. This bear is hungry. He is looking for food in his new neighborhood. On the hot seat. Another major change to animal environments is caused by global warming. Certain animals now must adjust to Earth's rising temperature. Some birds, fish, and turtles have changed the way they migrate. Some animals migrate or travel great distances each year to eat or breed. For example, the loggerhead turtle and the little egret bird used to migrate to southern countries in the winter. Now those areas are too warm for them, so they swim and fly to cooler places, closer to the North and South Poles. In England, some birds have stopped flying south and are staying put the whole year. Scientists think this adaptation is a good thing. These changes will help animals live in a warmer climate. Changes to the environment are often unpredictable. What is certain is that the animals that adapt to such changes will probably survive. Loggerhead turtles have adapted to global warming.